Now we come to a third one here in verse 21. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Now this word, submit, is a very interesting word. It actually does not mean obey. The child of God is not a buck private in the rear rank taking orders from somebody in the church that thinks he's a sergeant or that he's a captain, because we do take orders, but we take the orders from the captain of our salvation. Just like Joshua yonder, he thought he was general of the children of Israel. Well, he saw a man with a drawn sword at the edge of camp, and he went out, and I want to tell you, he rebuked that man. He says, are you for us or for our adversaries? What he really meant was this, if I may put it in good old Americana, what he said was, look, who told you to draw a sword? I'm the general here. Then that one turned, and that one said, for he was the pre-incarnate Christ. He said, nay, but as the captain of the hosts of the Lord, am I now come? And Joshua went down on his face, got his shoes off, he's on holy ground. You know, he found out he had a captain. Now, you and I are today under a captain, and the relationship is not military. It's on the basis of love. If you love me, keep my commandments. And I think the alternative is there. You don't love me, forget the commandments. Now, here we find that one of the things that he wants us to do, not to salute and fall down before some human being, and that he's our sergeant or he's our second lieutenant, but that you and I are to submit ourselves one to another, and we are to do it in the fear of God, is our translation. I think really the better translation would be in the fear of Christ. And after all, Christ is God, so I'm not going to split hairs at this particular juncture. Now, actually, what this means, we're to walk in lowliness of mind. That's what he started off with in this practical section, that we walk. You remember that we are to walk, as Paul says, he beseeches us, not command, I beseech you. It's the language of love. The fires of Sinai have died down now, and now it is based on what was done at Calvary. The grace of God, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy. And how? With all lowliness of mind. Now, in lowliness of mind means that you do not try to run the church. I get a little weary today when I hear an officer of the church say, well, I'm an officer in the church, and I have a right to say this. Oh, you do? Who gave you the right to say that or do that? My friend, all of us, doesn't make any difference who it is, we're to submit ourselves one to another in the fear of Christ. That's the thing that we are to do. It is not my way, and this, by the way, is the answer to those today that say, well, I want you to know that I'll do as I please. I want to do it this way, and I'll do it this way. My friend, that's not a mark of a spirit-filled believer. In fact, you may not even be a believer if you talk like that. To be a spirit-filled believer means submitting ourselves one to another in the fear of God.